No, interesting. COVID-19 has been like a big reset for a lot of people, and a lot of people have used it as an opportunity to kind of dust off some old policy ideas. And kind of one thing that's kind of been brought up recently in the past few sessions, and undoubtedly this session, is the concept of single payer healthcare. Kind of with the election of Joe Biden in Washington D.C., a lot of people are seeing that as a promising kind of first step towards California going towards single payer. Kind of what are some of your guys' thoughts on single payer and how it affect kind of small and, large businesses in California?
Well, Jared, when I hear the term single payer healthcare, I say to folks, I said, well, there's a word that has three letters in it. If you want to think what it would be like, and that word is DMV. I think to most private employers in the state,
not EDD, thought, though.
I could have said EDD, I suppose. EDD. Yeah, maybe that's an even better example. But look, I think for most employers in the state that are offering private health care, the thought of being forced to terminate those benefits and instead have the government come in and become the healthcare provider for all, I think that's a real concern. Most of the information that I've seen out there about such a proposal indicates that it would be very, very costly. And you're talking about a massive government bureaucracy that would be in charge of making a lot of really important healthcare, setting important healthcare policies in the state. And, I'm hoping that California doesn't go that direction. There's clearly a lot of people in the state that would like to see socialized healthcare, which I think is what we're saying. If you look at one of the bills introduced this year, AB 1400 essentially would have created a single payer plan. And I think that there's just tremendous downside to eliminating the private system that has been set up in California and put everything in the hands of the government. I mean, we've had such a difficult time just administering unemployment benefits. Can you imagine a government department trying to administer everybody's doctor's appointments? It's sort of unimaginable to me.